Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart. Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Yo, yeah, you had a video for that song.
I say that every time I hear it. I don't think it's over.
For real, I'm available. Come on.
Okay, well, we have your girl, Jory. Maybe she wants to be in the video.
I mean, the concept I had for it was crazy, but definitely.
What was the concept, John?
Well, we ain't got time, but it was real. I don't want to put that out because somebody might steal it, matter of fact. No.
And they will steal it, too.
Yeah,
they
do
it. I have my pen and paper out and everything.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to the Emotion Picture. Show number five.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stop counting about 10 or something like that. It's kind of like a baby. Like, 36 months and shit. Yeah. Oh, by the way, shout out to our boy Carter, a.k.a. C. Brock, who's listening. Just had his first son a couple days ago, March 12th.
Congrats.
Congratulations on that and everything. You know, I'll be, buying the high chair and all that good shit when I get a chance.
Congrats.
So, without further ado, my name is DJ Victorious and the place to be. And who I have in here?
This is Sha Stimuli, a.k.a. Sha Stimuli.
Gangster rapper extraordinaire. Okay. And we have... who's asleep at the wheel right now? Your girl Jasmine from the mean streets of Clearwater. Jasmine, you there?
I am.
I'm not asleep at the wheel.
Oh man.
My mic wasn't on.
Jasmine had to beat her kids or something like that. I don't know what happened to now.
Nah,
I was dealing with ugly people.
Living with that
device. People, such a bother.
I had to click over and get an ugly person off the line. I'm back.
Let's get right into it, Vic. Vic, break down what we're talking about this week because I'm trying to get a clear understanding of it.
Okay. Well, tonight's show, this evening's show, is something that everybody pretty much can relate to. You know, even if you I think that if you can't relate to this, you probably are the victim of this. You know, this is about pretty much dating down. You know, when you feel that you're on a certain level and you have someone that's interested in you and they're on a different level physically, and, you know, pretty much you settle. Or do you settle? You know, do you deal with that person until something better comes along? Do you just swallow your shallowness and deal with the person because they have the right personality? You know, what do you do? And what are the dangers of it? Like, what happens when you date someone for a long time who you're not really that into physically, and then someone else comes along that you're into physically? You know, the 80-20 rule. So pretty much that's what it is. You know, me personally, DJ Victoria is all about the inside. You know, holla, ladies. And I think that the character is much more important than the person's physical attraction. That's me.
Is that right?
You got it. Yeah, that's right.
So... being that you always give some type of personal account, what do you have to say about the, like, your personal experience with dealing with someone that you felt wasn't on your level?
Well, Sha, you know, we're on the same level on this earth, Sha. You know? So I don't see things like that. You know, we're all pretty much on the same equal basis. Now, who
I disagree.
Am I to judge someone because they have a unibrow? What do you think?
When I saw you like, what was that, 5-6 years ago on a date, just bad shit. I mean, she was bad. I was with a chick too, and I was dating down. And then
the movie theater.
I saw you, and I was like, oh, snap, this dude is dating up. Like, I looked at you totally differently. I was like, man, he must be cooler than I thought. Because Shorty was right. Like, I ain't even introduced the girl I was with at night. So,
I don't know.
Oh, man,
probably listening too. That's crazy. It wasn't 5 years ago. It was about 4. Like, I still got it.
What movie
know.
I
and,
went to go see?
No, actually, I bumped into her, actually. Nah, I don't know
what
movie
we
it
was.
Yeah, we
bumped into each other.
With him, you know, Paul. And I think Sha tried to hide his girl behind a water fountain or something like that, but then I saw him. But, I mean, she was a dime piece. She was a, you know, she looked very good. She was a young, hot model and everything. But, importantly, she had a great personality. And that's why I was
thinking. Yeah, I saw her personality.
It to be like that. Nah, you know what? Well, I can't speak too much on that subject, but pretty much, I think you've also seen me through the years with certain specimens that may not have been aesthetically pleasing to the eye, though. You see me, you know, my ups and my downs.
Yeah, she right. was dating down that day.
Oh, she was dating down, you say?
Yeah, she looked out for you.
Come be the Victoria.
Yeah. You read a lot of books. So she probably was like, you know what, this dude is enlightened. Because since then, you've been with some different things. No, I'm just playing.
So basically what you're saying is that she was dating on a curve pretty much.
I mean, you're an intellectual brother, you know. You be building on your 5% wisdom. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
But see, Shaw, I mean, ladies also love my physical.
See, I don't know about that. All men are disgustingly vile to me. So, what do I know? But
yeah,
maybe Jasmine can enlighten us. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I can really enlighten. I feel pretty on the surface on this one. I like the whole package. I like the whole package. The looks can't be missing. The personality can't be missing. I kind of need it all to be there. So I don't have that much experience with dating, looking past appearances, because it tends to be pretty important. And part of that is because I feel like I do a good share of work to stay in shape and, you know, keep my appearance looking at its best. So I kind of want the same thing for the person that I'm with. I don't want to hide anybody behind the water fountain at the movie theater if I could avoid it. So
you're saying I don't keep myself right, so therefore my self-esteem is low and I picked somebody that was whack to build myself up? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
That's not true, however.
No, I mean, I'm sure it's not. And there have been people that have really wonderful personalities that I've come in contact with and, you know, share some of the same interests as me. But I think for me, the biggest bias that I have really tends to have to do with health and, you know, being fit. Because that speaks volumes about a lot of different things.
You're
kind of
saying health, but you mean fat.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. You mean fat. You're saying health.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to be nice, but when I see somebody that's obese or fat or chubby or pudgy or round or rotund, beer belly, baby daddy look, you know, that after you had kids and the man gains the weight, all that, it's unattractive to me. And if you don't take care of your weight, there's some other things that you're not doing right. You're not making good choices in what you eat. You're not spending your time wisely in terms of working out or, you know, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. So
right.
To me, those are indications of other things that you're not making good choices on. So,
and
yeah, I look at the outside.
Your girl is going in the chat room says that fat guys can't fit between thighs like skinny guys.
They sure can't, Zoe. She knows what I'm talking about.
Does the person's character come in?
That's part of it.
Before we talk about character, while we're on size, Vic, do you have a problem with size?
Do I have a problem with size? I mean, it depends what we're talking about. Like, we're talking about having a relationship, talking about, you know, marriage, talking about casual sex, you know, because...
Well, for argument's sake, this topic, I think we're talking about real relationships, right? Like choosing someone for real,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I were to choose someone for relationship, she would probably be no bigger than the girl I saw you with that day at the movie theater. No bigger than her.
Now,
we don't know how big the girl was, so.
But
he was pretty
healthy, not
Jasmine, and I was surprised. He's a rapper. I thought he had a test in that.
The reason why that's different because I hadn't chose. Like, I hang out with people all the time, you know, back then, you know, dating is whatever. So I had, that wasn't someone I chose. That was someone that would pay for the movies for me, you know, to be honest.
So Shy Stimuli pimps fat girls, okay?
Whoa, right. He wasn't fat, but I would, and
that's
I have.
Worse.
So that girl wasn't
that's
fat.
That's worse than being a fatty hater,
you know,
like you called me.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with pimping. I'm not even pimping. You date.
My thing as far as size, everything has to look right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If you're sloppy and, you know, you fall over yourself, and of course, that's going to seep into different things, like your sex life and seep into her self-esteem. You know, I'm looking at myself like, you know, what have I done? Why am I with this person? You know, do I have low self-esteem? So, I mean, there's certain things that's beyond size. You know what I mean? Facial structure, you look at. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the end of the day, though, I mean, I've dated some very, very, very beautiful women, you know, on the outside. You know, but sometimes they weren't about shit. You know what I'm saying?
Big beautiful women, too.
I've dated it all. I lived a very, very full life. You know what I'm saying? I've dated big ones, skinny ones, tall ones, short ones, dreads, afros, perms, whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, pretty much I figured out that the outside, I mean, it has to be tolerable, you know what I mean? But if I had a situation when this person was the best match for me emotionally, then that's what I'm going to go with. Because end of the day, you may pick a chick or, you know, a dude, you know, for the ladies, that's 100% what you want physically, and you lock that down, but in about 10 years or so, what's going to happen? No, they're not going to be hitting
right.
Someone says, how about midgets? That's funny. They're not going to be hitting the gym every day, you know, for the next 10 years. You know, the day their wrinkles are going to start setting. You know, they'll gain weight or maybe they'll lose weight. And you know, so pretty much you have to think about the long haul. And the day we're all going to be wrinkled. They're all going to be fucked up and ugly. You know what I'm saying? So, except for Felicia Rashad. So, pretty much, sometimes you have to have, she'll still get it. You have to have long-term vision,
that's what character comes in.
You know, I'll look. Say what?
That's what character comes in.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So there's certain things that I'm going to look past in order to be happy. You know, it's not going to be everything. Like, you can have 10. Like, the chick that you saw me walking with, her feet were jacked up. Looked like, you know, she got stung by hornets and shit. You know what I mean? But I stayed with this because that was something that, looking at the rest of her, as you can see, it was pretty much on point. So that little part I had to just turn a blind eye to, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to lie and act like I'm going to fuck with a girl that has, you know, one arm and, you know what I mean, half an eye. You know, I ain't Buddha. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I may go my squint on and like, okay, you know, she can get it. Because,
what about the times that we've talked about girls with roles, and I don't mean bakery.
How many roles are we talking about? And guess what? It depends on what are we doing. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that, like, say, in my much younger years, and we're just getting it in, you know what I mean? And let's say I was, again, young, and following your bad example, of course, and we're on tour somewhere, and the person is dressed in a way you can't really tell, they may have a two-pack, then yeah, you know, it went down, you know. But if we're talking about for the long haul, of course you want someone that's going to be healthy because you want that person to be around for a long time, you know what I mean? And when they have your child, you want them to still maintain their fitness. You want them to have, you know, be a good example for your children. You don't want to have obese little children running around. So pretty much what you saw me with allegedly at the movie theater is pretty much that's my thesis right there.
Jazz.
Yes.
Jazz, do you have a deal breaker? Like, as far as, are you looking for, like, tall, short? You know, is there something that a guy could have that would definitely just be like a no-no?
I can tell you, really that midsection for a guy. I mean, it doesn't have to be rock hard, six pack, you know, chiseled or anything like that. But I think that when a guy has a big midsection, it's such a turnoff. It's like hornet toes. It's like a missing limb or something. I mean, I could probably, you know, do a missing limb and an eye before that role. Like, I can't get past it. I think I know. I can't get past it. But I'm petite. I'm what, maybe 5'4". So it's really hard for a guy to be much shorter than me. So you know, as long as a guy is a little bit taller, you know, I could wear heels or something, then that makes me happy. I like dark skinned men. And, you know, so I have my preferences or whatever, but I've certainly have dated, you know, guys that are tall, short, built, very thin, bulky, but I can't get into that whole stomach area. It's such a turn off for me.
So no fat light-skinned dudes need apply.
No fat light-skinned, short. And bad personality, don't forget that. Yeah, you know, poor
right,
characters.
Right, Raekwon the chef has no chance with you. Okay.
No.
So we have caller 954. You're on the air. Good.
Yeah, what's going on? It's A-Boss.
Yo, what up?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? So I wanted to make a point about, you know, it's kind of difficult to be able to actually find somebody that has, you know, both the look and the personality, though. Because, like, in my experience, I've met a lot of, like, females that are very attractive, but just getting to know them is kind of difficult because it's hard to, like, get to know them because they kind of think the world of themselves before you can even show them anything. So I kind of wanted to call in and make that point.
It's true.
Very true. So,
why do you think that is, Vic?
So, I don't know. I mean, why is this? I mean, hate the specialist. What's your type, Shia? What's going on?
My type?
What's
I don't really
type?
Have
you're
a type. No, I don't have a type. I've dated a lot of different types of women.
You don't like the light skin, Shia?
I don't like light skin women. To be honest.
Oh, okay.
I've dealt with them, but I don't like
the dark skin.
I don't. That's not my preference. I don't have a really. I don't want. I don't know. There's no real preference for me. I like proportion.
Time out, Shia. You don't like light skin. Yeah,
what?
Dark skin is not your preference.
I don't have
like
a preference. I take them all.
He likes them cocoa brown.
Brown is cool, you know. You know what it is? I don't set a preference going in, like a preconceived. What I did was I take a step back and analyze my past, and I'll say, you know, I guess I didn't really like light-skinned women if I dated this many dark women or this many brown women, or I didn't really like, you know, girls that were 6'5", because I didn't date anyone that tall, or 4'3", you know. The midget I broke up with, you know, it didn't last. So I'm thinking, you know, the girl with seven fingers, I rule those out. Is just certain things that
What's
didn't work.
What's wrong with seven fingers?
It just didn't work, you know.
As long as two can fit, huh? Okay, we have caller 214. What's good? Caller 214.
Hey, it's Tori calling from Dallas.
Tori,
hey.
What's going on?
What's up? I'm in a long-term relationship now with somebody that we were not each other's physical type in the, upon the onset of the relationship. I mean, he's bald-headed. I like dudes with long hair. I'm white. He never dated a white girl before. I mean, and that wasn't his preference or taste or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you work with people and you end up spending a lot of time, get to know people, and then you see past what you initially saw in the first place.
Hmm.
So you guys work That's together. Good. Do you still work together?
Actually, no. We would never be able to handle that at this point. we don't work together anymore, but I mean, we spent a lot of time, and that's where we got to know each other, was in the workplace. But, I mean, he just wasn't my type or whatever, and I didn't think I was his type. And we were always trying to set each other up with other people who we thought the other person would be more interested
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're white?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
She's
white.
She's white.
So let me ask you this. So now, like, when you look into his eyes, you know, do you see this beautiful person? I mean, he would turn your head now, even though he did it before.
Oh, wait. I mean, he's fine. He's fine. Like, I don't want to miss, you know, he just wasn't my type. I mean, he's a beautiful, attractive person.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any... Yeah, he's plenty of other women's type, unfortunately, but he just wasn't mm-hmm. my type. But what you know, I would say that I was attracted to before we got together.
He's black.
Hmm.
Is he black?
Yeah, he's black. We talk he's black.
Oh, okay. You said bald headed. Did he go bald or did he like bald his head?
Yeah, he shaves his head.
Oh, and you like long dreads or something?
See, that's my type. I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I never really liked the bald head goatee look. I was more always into the long locks.
Wow.
Not anymore. Well.
I'll trade you.
Thanks.
Hey, we can work on that. All right, peace out.
Peace.
All right, thanks for calling Dallas.
He sounded black. I don't care what y'all say.
Well, I mean, you know, with that black, man.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, Ready For You 1972 in the chat room says we need to have an adult conversation. So, you know, dial on up. Let's have it.
This is not adult?
Right.
This is not adult enough?
I don't know. I think they're talking about sex or something like that. I don't know. But the chat room is popping, though. So, Sha, you single?
Yeah.
You're single? Okay. Okay.
He's always single until he gets married,
what?
Remember?
Who said what now? What happened?
Nah, I said, are you single?
You asked me if I'm single?
Are you single?
Yeah.
I'm not married.
See? Told
okay.
You.
So your current, I don't know what you call it, you know, peace. Is she like your dog skin?
I don't know. I don't know what you call her. She's African.
Okay. She's African. Okay. Is she your type?
I don't know, really. I'm like, yo, listen, this is always my thing. I wanted somebody with room for error that has proportion. I don't need the big donkey that's going to stop traffic, but I need enough that your butt don't look like mine. You know, I needed a cup size that I could see had potential to grow and a stomach that had room for error and a face that's going to make me not want to fight you. You know, if you say something stupid, I'm going to look at you and be like, you know what? You're real pretty. What you said was dumb as hell, but I like you. That's what I always want.
And what does room forever mean?
Room forever means that if you decide that you want to slack and not work out and start eating a lot of junk food, that, you know, that extra 15 pounds is not going to make me go crazy.
Okay.
So, you know. Also, I had a thing about weaves and a lot of falsities. I made that up. You know, not necessarily like you can't ever wear a weave or wig or anything like that. Like I said in Wake Up and Go, but my thing was I wanted someone that was comfortable with themselves, you know, that doesn't have to wear the weave every day of their life and, you know, can't go without it and wouldn't, you know, wouldn't be afraid to rock their own hair or, God forbid, something happened and they got to go bald or cut their hair off, that they will still be beautiful and confident enough to rock that. And I just think that says a lot about the character of a person is if you just need, you know, a false hair piece every day, then you might not even know yourself. And I don't even know what you look like. So God, that was my thing.
I hear that shit. Well, we got caller 4-4 in the air.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're all right. We're all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm calling in a little late, so I might have missed the beginning of the show. I was doing other things,
okay.
But the topic was on my mind, so I wanted to call in. As far as getting past the looks, you know, I did a scenario with a coworker, and I asked the hypothetical question about, you know, spending the whole day trying to find something nice to wear because you got a nice evening planned with your girls and, you know, you just figure you might meet somebody, you know, worthy, and then this guy just walks up to you and, I mean, he's just not someone that you would date. And at first she thought, well, you know, I can get past it, and I told her, you know, let's look at the moment. Like, you can probably get past it 3 months later, but for the moment, we thought about it, and I said, no. And it doesn't necessarily have to be facial or, you know, clothing or anything like that, but sometimes, you know, body has, you know, something to do with it because, you know, if you see a person and they're kind of unhealthy, you don't want to picture yourself, you know, maybe 10 years down the line taking care of somebody that didn't take care of themselves. So
exactly.
That's the issue. Yeah, because, I mean, I think that if a person is looking for something long-term, the last thing you want to do is get involved with someone that is, you know, just straight unhealthy, eats what they want to eat, you know, doesn't exercise, doesn't think about, you know, their future or the future of their spouse for that matter. Because, you know, I personally wouldn't want to leave someone, I guess you can probably look at it in the terms of being a burden. Medically, unless it was just something that you were okay with from the beginning. But, yeah, there's always that butt factor. And then besides the factor of taking care of somebody like that, you also have to think about, you know, it's going to take a toll on you, on your sex life as well. Because, you know, an unhappy, you know, person at times in a relationship, it can all boil down to the bedroom. And if you have a person that has health issues, you know, that can affect your, you know, your sex life as well. So
can't get it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We learned that last
medication.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Medication.
It ain't my fault.
We need one of the sun people to call up.
Yeah. Or you can't get it up because you're not attractive to that person. You're, you know, wondering why this ugly motherfucker is on top of you. So thanks, caller. T. Aries in the chat room also agrees with you that health is a big issue and nobody wants to be stuck taking care of someone who made bad decisions for themselves. So
we need somebody that got shut down. That's what we need.
Say it again, Sha.
We need somebody that got shut down, one of those people that was too ugly for somebody else to call in. You know, because big ain't the only problem. I've been told I was too slim. You know, a girl told me I need to gain weight to be with her. So there's a lot of different rules. But we need somebody that was the victim of the look factor to call in and talk about.
There may be somebody that's on the call line.
No
on the chat line.
That honest, though. Nobody's that honest. No one's going to say, yeah, you know, my boyfriend, he's a lot more good looking than I am. You know, I'm a dog. No one's gonna say that. Everybody's dating to their equal level. But some of us out there, unbeknownst to us, the person that we're with is looking at us like, oh, I can do a little bit better. And this happens all the time, you know, obviously because people leave other people not just because of emotions, but just because of physical attraction. Like, oh, damn, I can pull this person? I never knew that. And they go ahead and have their affair or go ahead and leave the person. So it's convenient for us to say, like, we have the power in this situation, but sometimes we're the dud.
Right.
Like, Shy may think, okay, well, I'm an MC and, you know, I'm attractive, pause, you know, but a girl may come to him, but like, well, nah, Shy needs about 25 more pounds. You know, so I think we've all been through it, both sides of the fence. And we have this chat room saying that we're all shallow. We have caller 678. What's up?
What's up, y'all? Shy?
We're shallow.
I just want to tell you that I understand when someone has might have made the comment that they wouldn't date you because of your size, that you might be too small for them as far as that goes. And
right.
I can kind of relate to that because my husband, he's kind of chunky. He ain't fat. He's not obese in my eyes. I mean, I don't think he's obese. But I like that look of having a little bit weight to him. You know how, like, y'all guys be saying, oh, I want a woman that I could that has something for me to hold on to or whatever, the little cliche that goes out there. It's kind of like the same thing for me. When I first met my husband, he was really, really skinny, and I wasn't even attracted to him. I thought he had a very handsome face, but he was so skinny that I couldn't even see myself dating this dude, and I ended up marrying him, which was a funny thing. But as the marriage went on, he gained weight, of course, and I don't know if it had anything to do with my cooking or anything like that, but most people say when you're in a marriage or a relationship and you're happy, if you gain weight, it's because you're happy.
Right.
I don't know how true that is, but there's nothing wrong with being skinny or a little bit heavier. It, to me, it's like what one prefers, what your preference is. And then if their character goes along with everything else, then everything should be all good, you know?
I agree.
So it's not shallow to have a preference or to know what you like, because then you don't waste anybody's time.
Right, because the thing about that whole thing is, why would you date someone or anyone to please your string of friends or your coworkers or, you know, to have a dime piece on your arm or whatever, if you're not truly happy with what that person is inside and out. It all starts from the inside, and it will flourish out. No matter how beautiful they may look on the outside, if they ain't got it good on the inside, they ain't going to be good, you know. And it's that's just the way I feel about it. So I thought I'd share that with y'all.
Thank you. And call this down the number one if you want to talk.
80-20 rule.
Yeah, call her 973. You on?
Uh-oh.
Peace. What's going on tonight, everybody? Did you say hello? Hello.
Oh,
hey, Jasmine.
Hey.
Let us
know. I just wanted to say that I am, you know, not too big of a person to say absolutely. There have been people that I have been attracted to who would just come out and say, you know, because I'm a slim girl, oh, you know, you're too skinny for me, or your booty's not big enough for me, or your breasts aren't big enough for me. And, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. Everything isn't for everybody. But I don't think that makes people shallow at all. We all have a preference. And for anybody to sit on the phone or to sit in a chat and say that physical appearance is not important, they're lying, and they need to just cut it out. I'm not saying that physical appearance should be everything, because I don't care how fine you are. If you're a bubblehead, we can't kick it.
Mm.
But it's important. I mean, it has to be there. It's definitely a precursor and opens up the door to say, okay, yeah, you know, he's fine, so now let me see what's going on upstairs. So it's like this conversation always kind of takes me back to that silly-ass show, What Chili Wants, because as dumb as some people may think her whole list is, I can kind of relate to it in a way, because there are certain things at this point in time in my life that I refuse to settle for either. So I can understand her not wanting a man that eats pork, because I don't eat pork. And if we're going to be in a long-term relationship, that can be an issue. I can understand her wanting a man that is, you know, into his health and his fitness, because I have 3 children, and if after having 3 children, I can keep my body banging and you haven't pushed out any babies, what's the problem with you walking around with a bear gut? And, hey.
She is a slimmy. I ain't going to lie. She is slimmy.
But you know what happens to people sometimes? They meet somebody that all of that stuff, all of their rules, all the lists get thrown out because they just click with somebody's personality, whether they make them laugh, you know, make them smile every time you're around them. And all of a sudden you just become really flexible, and now all of the things that you had as your preferences are out the window.
As far as physical type goes, I don't really have a preference. Would I prefer to date a man who is taller than me? Absolutely. I like to wear a lot of high heel shoes, and when I'm standing around looking 5'9", 5'10", I don't want to be looking over your head.
Right.
And, you know, as far as the weight thing, I can take a husky man, but I, like Jasmine said before, I don't want it to be a situation where I'm looking at you like get off of me, you fat motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Right. He probably would say that.
But I've dated tall, short, you know, slim. I've been a chubby chaser at one point in time in my life.
Shut up, Sha.
You're not alone.
Chubby Chaser.
Well, thank you,
caller.
Thank you, 973.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, she's not alone, man. Not the only Chubby Chaser.
Wait, what do you mean she's not alone? Is there a Chubby Chaser on the line right now?
No, I'm just saying people like, you know, they like things to hold on to. They like love handles. They like love. They like warmth at night.
It's funny, we've all have dated people that have been attractive to us, and after a while, it's just not the same anymore. You may see someone next spring, you may, that what you thought was cute is no longer cute, they may have gained the 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those things don't last. You dig what I'm saying? So, my thing is that you have to look past, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not dating anyone with no hands, you know, but you need to look past some of the physical attraction, because that's not going to be there. Or they may stay how they are. You may be like Halle Berry, can't keep a man. You know, she's crazy,
right.
But, you know, pretty much is that once you have that steady thing that's pleasing to you, you may not always want that anymore. You know what I'm saying? And we have the long-awaited chick talking ready, 1972 on the line. What's good? Be with you. You on? Ready? 1972.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
You know what? I'm so disappointed in the conversation tonight. You know, it don't make any sense. You know, I thought we all was grown and adults, but it's high school. Look at this stuff in high school. You know, we shouldn't be dwelling on how a person looks. That's not even important anymore, you know. I mean, and same stuff like a skinny guy fit in between my legs better than a fat guy. You know what? I'm a big guy. My mind's so big,
okay.
I don't have to fit in between your legs. It's stretched long enough. I don't have that problem.
Oh, see, that would be against my preference, too.
Mm. Yeah.
You got a preference?
But my thing is, you know, it's 2011. You know, we could have a better conversation. We could talk about the earthquake in Japan or something. You know, school system.
Yeah,
what's the problem with young black? What's the problem with young black men these days? I mean, we can do that.
You know what, caller? There's a show for that right after this one, 9 o'clock. It's called Queen by All Means. But right, this is not the show for that. You can hit us all up on Facebook or something like that. You can email me. You can get into all that. But this show is the emotion picture. And what you call high school is real life. No one that called up or was in the chat room is 17. These are grown-ass people. These people that you have to encounter every day. You know what I mean? So, unfortunately, this is what it is. And so what this show is a platform, people like you, to speak about it. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you can
appreciate
your
that.
Consciousness to someone else. But to disrespect
and I appreciate
everybody.
That.
Okay, cool.
But I'm not like disrespecting anybody or anything, but I'm just saying,
right.
You know, we can have better conversations.
Yeah, we could, but not from 8 to 9 every Tuesday.
This is a great conversation.
There's so many things that are going on, and it's so many things that are going on in the world, you know, and especially in our community, you know, in the African American community, we have so many issues, you know.
Okay,
like,
let me ask you a question. Your mic is off for a second, caller. Pardon me. I want to ask you a question, and your mic will turn on for the answer. Do you think there's a problem with the black family in North America?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now, the black family consists of a man and a woman and a child, right?
Correct. I mean, but
okay.
Where's my last question?
The foundation The mic is back off. I just needed one more question, brother. The mic is back off. One more question, then you get it in, all right? Would you agree that the foundation of the black family, or any family, is a man and a woman? Do you agree?
That's supposed to be the nucleus of a family, but now it's like the black woman, because a lot of times black men are not in the households anymore.
Okay.
That's all I was trying to say. But go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
And I agree with that. And that's definitely a problem. And we'll get to that, you know, maybe one show. But the first thing that needs to be dealt with, is that connection. There'll be no family if people can't get together as far as their preferences. You know, period. So, I mean, it may seem trivial, but this dialogue is the only way. Like, we had bad sex last week. Did you tune in?
I tuned in, and it was great.
Okay. Holy shit. You know what? Thanks for calling. And please do call in next week. But definitely, you know, some things seem trivial, but everything is real. It's all a part of life. And like the bad sex show, you're going to love next week.
What's next week?
Right. You'll find out. Stay tuned. Yeah, good sex. Now, next week is going to be Men Not in the Home in Japan and shit. All right. Good looking, though. Knock it off. It was a good call, but, you know, I mean.
Yeah, let me know when y'all want me to address that. But, guys, more calls.
Okay, we have caller 347-291. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, please.
All right.
Hey.
Tim Daddy, I'm here.
Yeah,
I like
that
sexy voices.
What's up? I was listening for a minute. What I will say is, you know, looks is important. You know, in my equation, I put looks on, I would say, probably like 10% of the equation. I'm more focused on, you know, what a person has to say, like what they have going for themselves. A lot of times, you know, you get caught up in looks and you really don't get what you want. You know, you just get like a trophy, you know, someone that just looks good but can't do a damn thing. Someone that looks good and really, you know, don't have anything going on in their mind. So it's sad to say, but the truth in my travels is it was sort of like a trade-off. You know, most of the most intelligent women that I've ever met were not, you know, quote-unquote cosmopolitan, you know, front of the scene, you know, model type of women. You know, they, to me, you know, the ones that I've met haven't really impressed me. They haven't, you know, they didn't impress me besides how they look. And I can't really go on that forever. You know, you can't sit back and be like, you know what, brother, you know, I really like this one right here. Don't ask her any questions. Just look at her. She look good, right. Don't she? Like, you know, that really doesn't hold weight. Like, why would you want somebody that you can't even allow them to speak because they're going to make you look stupid, you know, because they really don't have anything, you know, and that's, like, something that I, you know, focus on. On the contrary, what I've found also, like, when it comes to women, just me having different women friends, you know, they, you look on, like, not really Facebook, but, like, any dating site, which I'm pretty sure most of us have been on, and if you read different profiles, a lot of them seem like they're describing the same man, you know, but when it comes to the end of the day, what I've found, and I'm not a brother at all. I never had a problem finding women. What I found, though, is what they're looking for is a specific type, and they usually dwell around how the man looks. So you could be, like, a nice-looking man without any real, nothing really to offer, you know, and you could get some women that they're looking for an intelligent man to have things going on. But they would, you know, settle for someone that they feel, quote-unquote, you know, is a dime or whatever in their eyes and shit. So it's a matter
I just wanted to comment into, since, you know, someone was saying that we were on the surface tonight, but I think you really raised a good point, because I think people don't have that many descriptors beyond the physical because of what Victorious and Ready to Talk were just discussing in terms of having good role models. So all we have sometimes are images, which is really sad. And so it's very difficult to come up with a character of a man or a character of a real woman when you haven't had a very good example other than perhaps what you've seen on television. So, yeah, it hurts my feelings, too, when I don't have this big booty trailing behind me, because I know that on the surface that is, you know, what is described as, you know, a good-looking woman. But so I'll let you finish, but I think that having a good example will help fill in those descriptors beyond just the physical aspect.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that, you know, having good examples, because a lot of times as men, like when I grew up, I really didn't have too many, you know, role models that was, you know, that I could break down what a relationship was supposed to be and what you should be looking for in a woman. It usually is, you know, physical things. And usually if anyone describes, you know, someone that they met, the first thing they're going to tell you is how they look. You know, I've had cases where I've met nice women, but I was too intelligent for them. Like, I intimidated them. Because I may question things that they do. I may question things that they say. And it's just really me just trying to get to know you. But for some people, they're not used to that before from a man anymore. They're used to, you know, let me take you out. Let me try to, you know, wine and dine you. You know, boom, boom, I have you at my house, I just want to hit it real quick. And then, you know, when you sit down and you're really trying to get to know someone, it's like a question and answers type of scenario going on. And some people can't really take that, you know, because one of my first things, I want to know, where have you gone? Where have you been? What are you doing now? And where are you going in the future? That's something I want to know right up front. Right at the door, I want to know what you have going for yourself. You know, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What moves you? What makes you you? No, and that's something that a lot of us brothers really do not look at first. You know, we don't really look at that. Don't really care about that. Don't
the
really
caller has candy dripping all throughout the chat room.
You say that's good, right?
Lock his number in, Vic.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
No problem.
thank you, caller, for calling in. Shaw, you had wanted to address ready in the, you know, the deep statement and all that?
I'm going to try and keep it brief. Basically, I know it seems like a lot of these conversations, these topics seem on the surface like they're just fluff. But, you know, whether we talk about single mothers, forgiving a cheetah, bad sex, Valentine's Day, looking past looks, you know, the foundation is really about love. And a lot of times I throw out funny anecdotes or just little things that form my opinion or my perception about life that I've led, you know, as an adult. But a lot of us go through that. A lot of us go through things as kids that shape the way we view things. And we don't, a lot of us don't have therapists. So to address that caller that called up, this is about family. You know, whether it's a black family, white family, whatever ethnicity. You know, it's about us looking past, you know, all these superficial things and really loving each other. And, of course, we're coming to you with a platform that's a talk show that's, you know, sort of gossipy and fluff, but this is real, you know. And there's a lot of things going on, tsunamis, earthquakes, but we're here to entertain, but we're also here to educate you. You know what I'm saying? And one of the reasons I supported Obama's movement was because he talked about family. And I think it's something we overlook. And I don't want people to get misguided by these topics. But if you think about everything that we talk about, if you love somebody, if you love yourself, you know, you have high regards for you and the person that you want to be with or end up with, then that's what it's all about. And that starts the foundation. And if that family stays together, then the next generation has something to look at. And even this topic today, you know, talking about looks, the song I have called Wake Up and Go, it's really about loving yourself. You know, I don't think we stress that enough. So I just wanted to bring that up and let that caller know that.
That Malcolm X, goddamn it. We got caller 703. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? This is DC right here. I definitely wanted to say, well, first of all, you know, you all